in bed again. Hopefully not yawning as much as last time. I spent tonight making a demo, and I wrote a song today for the first time since March, which is quite a long time. I think the way I've found that these things go is that I will write a lot of songs, and then one or two things will happen. Either I then wait until I've recorded a bunch of them before. It kind of feels like I'm freeing up internal disk space. But until I've done something with the songs in question, then it feels like there's no particular impetus to write anything else. Here we go. But occasionally my disposition will get us to a particular point and something will force a song to come through. I think the dam finally burst this week. I think the combination of every major speech that came out of the Conservative Party conference, the combined weight of it, and the futility of people protesting at the Conservative Party conference, actually drove me to write something. I don't think I've ever written an overtly political song. I don't think I've ever written, so this one all of a sudden kind of is. That's at least the motive behind it. I rather think if you heard it. If you heard it and I didn't tell you it was a political song, you might not see it that way. So hopefully it's still open to interpretation. But yeah, for the first time in quite a few months, just all these rhythm formed in my mind and some lyrics started to seep through to go with it. And like I say, I haven't written anything since March, so I spent all day today tapping out that rhythm to myself and humming the melody that was in my head for the verses and the choruses and all the other little bits. And it's a hell of a danger, because I've been in that situation where I've had a song on the boil and then haven't been able to get to anything to make any sort of recording, and then end up losing a perfectly good melody. Actually, there's one of my songs that's on the John McLeod Band album called Don't Tell the Folks Back Home. And I've probably told that story on here before, but I wrote the song, played it over a few times and was really pleased with it. And then I was on a holiday at the time, and then I went out and played badminton with my family, and the sports hall we were in had music blaring out of it, and when I came back from playing games, I suddenly realised that I couldn't remember the melodies anymore. It disappeared out of my head. But I was saved in that instance because when I came down for breakfast the next morning, I was making myself a cup of tea and I was humming a tune subconsciously. Well, I was humming it out loud, but it took me a couple of minutes to realise that the tune I was humming was actually the melody line that I'd lost the day before, so I actually got it back. So the brain is a mysterious instrument. I've spent tonight mapping out the drum parts, playing bass over them, and I've even dropped in just a little rough version of a vocal track so that I don't forget the melody and it's all there and ready. So I can start adding to it soon and editing it and that kind of stuff. That's cool. Really happy with that. And stylistically, I think it's quite unlike anything I've ever written. Because a few months ago now, somebody shared a video of a band called Cardiacs rehearsing in 2007. Yeah, rehearsing in 2007 for a show that they recorded. And I was intrigued by it. It was a very interesting song. There was a lot happening in it. And I'd not seen anything quite like it. And then it got shared again a few weeks ago. And I watched it again. And I thought, I actually have been meaning to investigate this band properly for a while. So I did a bit of a search on YouTube. And found a music video for a song by Cardiacs called R.E.S. And I think I've watched that video every day for the last week. It's that song's really got under my skin. I really do recommend you watch it because not only is the music amazing, but the actual performances of the band in the video are just really addictive to watch. Their old keyboard player, William Drake, just has me in stitches watching the video, just for the way he for the way he plays the keyboards in like the instrumental section of the song. It's really good. There's something interesting about Cardiac's songs where there's a lot happening within the short sort of period of that song. So there's a lot happening. There's a lot of rhythm changes. There's lots of style changes. Lots of really small sections that the songs are broken up into. And I'm just really... I think when a song gets into your head that much, that's when you suddenly realise that you're a fan of the music and you didn't necessarily expect it to happen, but I always really enjoy that. Anyway, so I think a little echo of that, whilst I've been very worked up about the politics area that I've written about, from a music point of view, I've written something which has a lot going on in it and is probably my little tip of the hat to a band that I've just recently discovered. So I'll be interested to see how that comes out. And, it's been quite an interesting day on that front.